Nice to meet you.
Who are you signing to specifically? Is there anybody in particular? Just the whole group right here? Completely deaf or hard of hearing?
All right, well, don't duck goose them. That's so much worse. deaf, huh? Oh, fuck. Instant karma. Instant. Oh, God damn it. Oh, dude, the whole thing came off. You did this. Oh, can you bring it back over? Is there a mic out here I can do in the meantime? God damn it. There we go. I'm not done. So on the back corner, completely deaf. Fantastic. Everybody else, just hard of hearing.
They're hearing, I'm hard of hearing.
They are hearing, hard of hearing, completely deaf. Just black? What does this mean in sign language? I'm seeing a lot of shorts. It's 11 p.m. I don't like how shiny your kneecaps are. What do you do?
I do drywall. I want to drywall.
You do drywall?
I was going to join the Marines, but...
You're going to join the Marines. Why not?
Unexpected life events.
Like growing a vagina? Family stuff?
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad passed. I'm very sorry to hear that. Yeah, understandable. Did your dad know that you wanted to go into the Marines?
Yeah.
And then you didn't? Kind of cool that he passed being like, my son's a Marine. And you're like, I hang drywall. Got him. Got him. Not a bad note to leave on, if I'm being honest. I would have lied. Oh, dude, as soon as my mom's on her deathbed, I'm telling her all this amazing stuff about to happen. You know, they're giving me the Nobel Peace Prize.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How much time does she have left? 6 months? 8 months from now, they're giving me the Nobel Peace Prize. I also have no father. Just as a heads up, dead dad club, me and you. Yeah. My dad did not want me to be a Marine though, at all. He just wanted me to be his, you know what I mean? Like that's pretty much all he was ever banking on. You single?
No, I got me a good little Chinese girl at the house.
You got you a good little Chinese girl at the house. By God, you are a Marine. Hey man, let her go. You mean a girlfriend, right? You gotta say that, dog. You can't say it in Tupelo. We thought you had a fucking victim, bro. Oh man, and how old is she?
She's 28.
28, so she looks 9. Okay. Dude, Chinese women do not age. Dude, they look phenomenal forever until they don't. They either look 17 or they look like they sell fucking gremlins. It's just like, there's no middle ground whatsoever. You get her wet after midnight? It's a gremlin joke. That was for like 14 people. That's totally okay. Damn. You guys are not into references tonight. It's okay. It's all right. What is her name?
Hulong.
There's just no way we'll know for sure if that's really her name or what you just want to tell people. I hate that.
I know her.
You guys know her?
Yes, we know her.
Why isn't she here right now?
I have no idea. We just.
Is she making the rest of his pants? What does she do?
She used to be a teacher, but now she works in the state, so she teaches teachers.
She was a teacher, now she teaches teachers. That's the most Asian shit I've ever heard in my entire life. To teach a teacher? How brilliant. How old are you, brother? You got the gray under here.
71.
71? You look good, brother. 71. And wife?
She was my wife for 39 years.
She was your wife for 39 years. And, but you bought the tickets when you were still married? Like, why are you guys still hanging out? You back together for 10 days? Let's fucking go. 68? If y'all break up again, let me know. Can I ask why the divorce the first time?
I'll let you answer.
Oh, that was... She said, I'll let you answer that. Hey, Matt, you don't need to see anything. I see where the attitude comes from. I wouldn't put up with this shit either, man, if I'm being honest.
Go ahead, sir. What'd she do?
50th high school reunion.
50th high school reunion.
My old girlfriend.
Okay. Your old girlfriend was there.
He left me for her.
People in the back, it gets juicy. She doesn't anymore, but the story is. And it ended up not working out, right? Good. He reached back out, you reached back out?
She fucked her lawyer.
He said she fucked her lawyer! That's how you get the house and the divorce, baby. That's how you get it. Did you really? Oh, God damn it. Fuck. Somebody said she's for the street. She's 68. It's a dirt road.
From Tampa, Florida to see
you. You came from Tampa just to see me? Oh, that's so sweet, man. But also, this is the most Tampa shit I've ever heard of in my entire life, dude. If you would have given me five guesses, that would have made top five, for sure.
Used to be my lawyer. The lawyer did.
Oh, the other lawyer used to be your lawyer.
Yeah.
Wow, he fucked both of you. Wow. She said he had a little dick, so you were like, all right, I'm back. All right, that. And you know what? That's love, if I'm being honest. That's love. That's, and ladies, if you ever cheat on your man, don't. But if you want us back, just be like, it was so small anyways. And we'll be like, for real? Like you laughed a little bit, like you was hard and everything? It helps a little bit. Oh, you can go in and go to the bathroom, it's fine. Go ahead. You can go. I'm not gonna like not be up here. You're all right, you're good. Go! I don't know. I thought maybe I could scare the shit out of her. Hi. This is the longest walk back. I didn't see how far it was before I started doing this. I'm sorry, I'm kind of committed now. She's still going. You're all right. Keep going. Out those doors. And then the front ones. Just you and I tonight, Darren. Boys night out. Let's fucking go. What's your favorite thing about her? Can't say titties. Her eyes? Okay, non-physical. Make it harder. Make me hard. We're out of a microphone on sometimes.
She's nice to a man.
She's what?
She's nice to a man.
She's nice to a man.
Yeah.
Like you being the man, or she's nice to every man? She's nice to every man? She sounds like a whore, Darren. That is not the green flag you think it is, dude. Oh, hilarious to cheer for her. That is so funny. Ah! I wish we had like a little flower girl with toilet paper. What is your favorite thing about Darren?
He brought me flowers.
He brought you flowers? What was the occasion?
Nothing.
You bought her flowers for no reason. Now hold on. Did you go to the store and pick them out, or were you stopped at a stoplight for too long and somebody knocked on your window? Because that's a different kind of thoughtfulness, you know what I mean? Ma'am, sitting down right now in the white kind of jacket, not listening, can't hear me, for sure can't hear me right now, even though I'm talking straight to her. Couldn't even be anybody else, really. I mean, just so not aware of your surrounding. Fire, Bill Cosby, OJ, they're all in here. No. Was that a dolphin? Express your joy differently. That's a terrible, terrible laugh, man. How do you come? Have you always laughed like that? Stop doing that. Turkeys are gonna start showing up. Thanksgiving ass laugh. Jesus Christ. That's bad, dude. Have you always laughed like that for real? Yes. How old are you? 24. Fuck. She's gonna be around so much longer. I was hoping she was like 86. I'm like, maybe if I just keep going, you know, we just wait it out. What is your name?
Michelle.
Who are you here with, Michelle? Somebody married you? Oh no, dude. This motherfucker must not be funny at all. Never made her laugh once. Married her, brought her to the comedy show, and she's like, oh! Oh. I love the idea of them getting in the car on the ride home, and he's like, I've just never heard you laugh like that before. Was he that funny? Michelle, what's your husband's name?
John.
John?
Right here.
Okay. Why?
Has anyone ever been? In the balcony? Was there a dude back here who's been to prison? That was closer. Is he on the move? You guys can't be fucking doing this right now. Don't ventriloquist yourselves, all right? There was one dude back there, because I imagine that's as far as his ankle will let him. What'd they say you did, allegedly? Assault with what?
Causing bodily
harm. Assault and causing bodily harm? Isn't that just assault? Imagine you get charged with assault, but like no bodily harm. You missed every punch you threw at this motherfucker. That would be the most embarrassing thing to have on your record. Assault, no bodily harm? You didn't land one punch? That's so bitch. Good for you. Okay, make contact. That guy didn't die, did he?
No.
No, oh, thank God. I'd be so fucking mad. You win a fight and they die. It's like, come on, man. Don't fucking win the war. What's it like? If you explained it, we wouldn't believe it. Give it a shot.
Eating good food, playing basketball every day, working out,
hold on, bitch. Were you at the Four Seasons? What? That sounds delightful. Damn, well, sorry that you had to go through that? Has it made it harder to find a job since having that on your record?
Like farmer shit.
You build farm shit? Damn, my boy went to prison and converted to Amish. I'm glad you kicked his ass, dude. Was that your prison voice? Everybody run. Man, I thought Jackson Mahomes was back there, dude.
Thank you for getting you through chemo? That's so fucking cute. Are you serious? Are you actively in chemo right now? You just beat it? Congratulations. How old are you? You sound like a bird.
67.
Oh man, I bet your legs open like a DeLorean. Just steam comes out. What is your name?
Joyce.
Joyce. Pleasure to meet you, Joyce. Can I ask what kind of cancer it was?
The shitty kind.
The shitty kind. Ah, was hoping for the good one. What? Where in the body?
Colon.
Oh, the shitty kind. God damn it, Joyce. Now that you're cancer-free, what are you looking forward to doing? Like, what are some bucket list shit? You were like, let's get back to business.
A man?
Well, what's usually your type? Who you usually go for?
A little younger.
Just a little younger. Okay. Like, tall, short, tall, a little bit younger. Okay. Any preferred ethnicity?
White.
What the fuck? How about you let her answer it, you goddamn supremacist? Jesus Christ, man. You don't know what she's fucking into, man.
Any preferred?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, that broadens it up a little bit.
I'm trying to see. Single?
Divorced? Oh, he needs this more than you. All right, Joyce. God damn.
I'll pick her up. Dude.
You'll pick her up? Don't break her. What is that? What is that?
Oh, geez. Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a message on the back. Thank you for getting me through chemo, and you signed it with a shit stain. That is so nice. Wow. Is this a bandana? Is this Billy the Kids? You guys don't know who that is. God damn it. That was a fucking good one, too. He's an old outlaw from a long fucking time ago. This is so cool. Thank you so much, Joyce. Oh, man, that's crazy. You are single, Joyce?
I am. Widowed.
Sorry. It's the oldest you've ever been with?
67.
67, he says. How old?
43.
That is just a little bit younger. Can you stand up? Can you give her a little spin? What do we think, Joyce? We thumbs up, we thumbs down? Oh, that's a thumbs up right there. That's a thumbs up. What is your name, brother?
John.
John, pleasure to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you.
You knew John too, right? The first one? This is cute as fuck. You guys should exchange information. You have a cell phone?
She's about to treat your dick like she's putting an antenna up.
It's a Nokia.
It's a Nokia? Oh my God. You here by yourself, John?
I am, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave that way. Joyce, you got enough room in your hearse? Actually, Joyce, yeah, there is a seat next to him. You want to move up for the rest of the show? If you want to. They just role-played hospice. Time for your sponge bath, my lover. Watch your hand on his knee. Those are shorts. He might pop out. I hope it happens. Oh, God. I hope I read the most fun obituary next week. I really do. I hope. John, I will be keeping these. This is just for me.
What?
It's his obituary? You're gonna fuck John to death? We don't know how she became a widow. Don't put this past her, John. Don't put it past her.
I'm divorced. I'm ready to rock.
You're divorced too.
That's right.
Dead
divorced.
To you.
Right.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. Have fun, you two. Be careful. Your safe word's life alert. Right? Yeah, fuck Molly, dude. You need some Cialis, dude. She's gonna ride you to dust, dude. From dust till dawn.
There's fireworks.
There's fireworks? Well, we don't want too much of a spark. That turns into a cremation. You guys enjoy yourself, you little lovebirds. Joyce's lovebird is a pterodactyl. Awesome. Save your trip. Somehow, oh God, what is this? Ew.
this. Can I give this to you, Zach? There we go. I'm gonna hang that on my wall like a trophy. Does anybody have any hand sanitizer? Do you really? Give me all of it. Toss it up here. Let me see that. There we go. Give it that hawk. So stupid. Thank you.
I have a gift for you.
You have a gift for me as well? Will you give it to security so you don't get in trouble? And then they'll give it to me backstage. I promise I'll get it after the show. Is it head? Yeah, give it to security and then he'll give it to me later. You missing a leg? Man, how expensive were these tickets? What's your name, brother?
Joe.
Joe? Yep. Pleasure to meet you, Joe. What happened?
Racing motorcycles, broke my back.
Racing motorcycles, yep. Broke your back.
Yep.
What about the leg, though? I'm less concerned about the wheelchair. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I'm a little sore. They said, hey, you need to go to the hospital.
You say that again, sorry?
They said I had a wound, a pressure sore on my ankle. And they said, go to the hospital. And the doctor came in and said, you got two options. You can keep that leg or live. What do you want to do?
That's the only explanation he gave you?
Two options.
Just two options. He didn't say, like, what the problem was or anything? No, it sounds like he had a quota. Like, figure out what the fucking problem is. It gout? You know what I mean? Oh, that's brutal, man. What's that?
Living the dream.
Living the dream?
Yep.
Half of it. You're going through a quarter life crisis, aren't you? You know what? Hold on. I actually have something I would like to give you, Joe.
No, he's got to get it.
On Facebook, I said, I lost 45 pounds, I'll never gain back, and I got my dog a bone.
That's funny. He said when he lost the leg, he said he posted on Facebook that he lost 45 pounds, I'll never get back, and his dog got a new bone. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You ever think about doing comedy, ever? Not stand-up, but... You're quick on your foot, you know, such a fucking good sport, man. Sign language, too? Interpreter, hello. And who are you signing to? Is there any specific person, or is this just in case? On the end there? In the button-down? What's your name, brother? Sean, lovely to meet you, man. Great to meet you, brother. Were you born deaf, Sean? What was that?
I became deaf when I was little.
Became deaf when you were little. That's fucking tough, man. Can I ask what age? I feel like you guys are saying more than what I ask. 15 months old. Oh, you didn't miss much then. Okay, that's... I was thinking you're 5, 6, 7 or something like that. That's a much more drastic, because then you know the difference. You know what I mean? 15 months, barely alive, you know? Depending on what state you live in. He doesn't need to hear that. You don't need to sign that one.
He literally dated a guy that she had to drive around and into the military.
Fuck. Was she driving him in a fucking tank? Like, what branch?
Army.
Yeah, let's boo the people protecting us. Let's do that.
I was sexually assaulted by a soldier, so I'm lying.
Ooh, God. Damn.
What'd you do today?
Woke up, had a couple meetings, and then I joined the army. Consensual sex with somebody. So that was a pretty productive day. Well, sorry to hear about your car. That's exactly why I'm not talking to nobody in the back. You're thirsty.
Helen was minding her own business, being polite. What's your name? What is it?
Rachel.
Yeah, I'm out. Everybody knows a bitch named Rachel, dude. Everybody does. That's one of the most red flag names. Are you in school still? From where? Yeah, I'm out. Fuck that. Oh my God. It's easier to be cancer than what you got. Oh my God. ASU, absolutely. Your pussy tastes like jungle juice. There ain't no way I would ever date somebody from ASU. Nah, I'm all right. Your pussy is just a beer pong cup at this point. Elbow. Black dudes on the fat dude, that's what I'm talking about, man. How long you been out and about?
Since 2020.
2020?
Summer of 2020.
Summer of 2020, but recently. Were you just that bored in the house? How old are you?
20.
You're 20?
So you were, birthday's on Wednesday.
Your birthday's this Wednesday? Happy birthday, man. You guys gotta compete. Who sucks better dick? That is,
you think so? He's got home field advantage. All right, let's test it. Alex, get back out here. Alex, get back.
Are you single? You are single? You're gonna die that way if you don't be quiet. Anyway, you got any more room on your team? Because this shit is annoying. Oh. Oh my God. So no public boyfriend just yet.
It's complicated. He's not shit.
He ain't shit. Why do you say that? Don't cheer, you homophobes. What made him not shit? Besides you in there. Because he was blocking the path. Whatever, dude. Whatever. You fucking turds. No, you were fucking turds, actually. So stupid. What's your name? What's your name?
Casey.
Casey and?
Jesse.
Jesse. Pleasure to meet you, Casey and Jesse. You guys are adorable. Where'd you guys meet? In Columbus, Ohio? You guys drove from Ohio? You're not even allowed to be gay up there. That's crazy. What? Stay down here. Well, maybe. Let's go west a little bit. You got here yesterday. And you going back tomorrow? Did you guys do anything fun for Easter? Repent, maybe? Yes. Did you guys go to church this morning? You have food poisoning? Fuck. Eating the wrong fish. That's Jesus saying clean up your life. I'm kidding. Now what's Penn's Mechanical exactly in Columbus? An arcade bar, like pinball machines and stuff like that. Nice, just work on your finger and just. Interesting, do you remember, who'd you come out to first? You don't mind me asking. Your friends, and did they know? They were like, yeah, bitch, you dress like that, you don't skateboard at all. You're young, you don't have to do it anytime soon. But would you ever want kids, you think?
If I'm rich.
If you're rich?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to stop working at an arcade bar. That's step number one. Oh, man. I go through backpacks like crazy. Like, because I fly so much, and they always fuck up my bags. It's always the lining on, like, where the strap meets the actual backpack. It gets fucking torn. I'm always carrying so much shit. I go through more straps than you guys do. Trying to get to it. I was like, how can I squeeze that in without any lube, you know? That's so cute, man. I wish I was gay.
Yeah.
I'd never pay for that. You calm down back there before I have her come back there and peg the shit out of you. I swear to God. What gets in the way the most?
Communication, I guess.
Communication. That's a big one. Well, it doesn't always need to be verbal, you know. I'm sure you guys are pros at reading lips. You know, settle it, rock, paper, scissors. You know? Like adults. You got your foot up on the stage to hold you hella comfortable, man. What kind of work you need those boots for?
Electrical contractor.
Electrical contractor. Nice. You ever been electrocuted?
I have. Well, yeah. Shocked.
You been shocked?
Yeah.
Like finding out your daughter's a lesbian? You did IVF, infertile vitro asphyxiation. They put eggs and semen inside you, and then they just fucking. So this is my impression of them after an argument. Did you know it was going to be two? Like, did you know you were selecting twins?
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know you could do that. You had to choose the sex. You can't do that. Canceled. Canceled. Shame. This is what I was talking about, man. With Nashville, so funny. You guys were like, no school shooting stuff. But I was like, a little bit of transphobia. And you guys were like, yeah. We're back in it, baby. Yeah, you can't make fun of the kids, just the shooters. Yeah, I get it. So trash. Buffalo, dude. You saw me barely touch it, right?
Don't make them.
That one right there? You knew this was gonna happen. That's why there was a backup. Oh, God damn it. Let's see. How do I? Hey guys, I don't work at Radio Shack. Fucking telling me how to do equipment stuff. There we go. Jesus Christ. There we go. It's also loose, right? I gotta hold my shit like a rapper. The whole show. Let's go. What?
Oh, he's got wireless.
Yeah, I'll try. Oh, is there a wireless one? Oh, shit. We got options? Okay. I'm gonna put this back. It's on now. Check. Nope. So, what do y'all want to do after this? It's on now, right? I don't know what else to do.
They set you up.
It's still not on. I can go back to that one. All right, here we go. Let's fuck it. Yeah, that'll be fine. We can just leave the cordless one off. That's okay. I'm not even touching it, right? Like, this shit's bound to move around.
The wireless one should be good enough.
Bro, this shit feels... This shit feels like I'm like the base of an orgy, and I'm just like, the whole fucking time. this is the one. Let's see what happens. God. I fucking hate this city, man. I just should. This shit would never happen in Albany.
I wish I could turn y'all's mic off right now. I really do.
Is it married?
Yeah.
How long?
5 years.
5 years? Congratulations.
Thanks.
Where'd you guys meet?
When we were 4 and 5.
When you were 4 and 5? Yeah. Well, you're not 9 and 10, so I tell you. Where was this? Yeah. You grew up together. No way. Across. You fucked the neighbors? Oh my god, that's some wholesome shit right there. You hopscotched your way into some pussy, man. That's fucking amazing. God. That's so adorable. Aww. How'd you shoot your shot?
We were swimming.
You were swimming?
Yeah.
It's unhygienic from what I've heard. Chlorine or a river? It was a pool above ground?
Yeah.
Was it really? Oh, man. Do you know how impeccable your game has to be to get some pussy in an above ground pool? God damn, I wish I had a sketch, dude. Because that's such a funny visual. Like, I imagine him just like picking her up and putting her on the side of the pool. And she's just up like this and the side folds down. And then that giant gush of water is just like. He's like, damn, you wet. While she's just being waterboarded on the grass. You guys can get the visual, right? Like, yeah. You guys are dressed like the Wiggles, you know that, right? Like a 50 Shades of Sacramento. You guys are all different. Did you purposely dress in different colors? I saw my face on the shirt. That was the least concerning part of the entire organization. It was really the color coordination is what's really impressive. Yellow, red, kind of pinkish, and then green. Nice. Those photos are trademarked, though, and I'm going to need $35,000. We're going to have to press charges. And you guys look like you have the money. So I'm following through for sure. I'm sorry, I've just never met a pallet of pussy before. This is. I feel like I'm trying to fuck in like the paint section of Home Depot. You're just like, You live in Washington State or D.C.?
State.
Is there Bigfoot up there? You haven't found him yet? Keep looking. And make him wear the blue blazer when you find him. I can't get over the Wiggles design, but I really can't. Like, it's. What's your guys' song? Good pussy? Yummy, yummy. Good pussy? Yeah, yeah. You squish it? I don't know. I don't know the rest of the fucking songs, dude. Are you guys all single?
Kind of.
Sort of.
Sort of. Only in Sacramento or what? What's that? Is it going on TikTok? It depends on how much of a disaster your lives are. I don't know. You're single.
I am.
What about you?
I'm married, but I'm available for free drinks.
Married, but available for free drinks. You out of your fucking mind? You know what? It makes total sense that you're the one dressed like a red flag. That actually takes total sense. This completely checks out. Wow. Okay. So married, single.
Divorcing.
Oh. Green flag. Look at that shit. Nice. Yeah, they're so, and then caution, like, what's your deal? You know what I mean? You're just kind of single floating around, like, well, what's it yield? Should have left 10 minutes ago. We gotta wrap this up because I'm trying to go back to the hotel and taste the rainbow. Ha ha ha. Tremendously dumb. Is weed legal in Alabama? Good, because I personally love to vape. Just regular. It's a hookah stick. It's pure nicotine. How cool are the cops? How cool are the cops gonna be? I feel like this is the scene in fucking Gladiator. Just fucking give me a. Why'd you let me do that? Shouldn't have done that. Thank you, officer. Appreciate you. Thank you for, it's been a white privilege. I appreciate it. No, you do not have a white privilege card. Let me see this. White privilege trumps everything. Wow, dude. There's a back?
Yes.
This card grants its bearer happiness and success because it's the color of your skin. And not the choices you make that determine your abilities to be successful. Dog. All right, now give me the N-word pass. Trades. Nope. Y'all thought.
A black man owns the company that sells these.
Really? Well, if that isn't reparations, that's a beautiful thing right there. A black man selling white privilege. That, you know what? I love 2023. I'm actually totally okay with that. How did you know he had the cards?
We've been in line. We're all friends now.
He pulled out the card in line. That might be the whitest thing to do, by the way. you ever heard of white privilege? Yeah, I know it's a thing. No, it's really a thing. You gotta know a guy. You gotta know a couple guys. You gotta know a group of guys. We all meet on Wednesdays. We all wear white. You should really come in line. It's a good time.
It's literally $13 on Instagram. I didn't.
13? Like the amendment?
If you don't get a response within the 2 hours, you just think he's dead?
Yeah. He could just be cheating. Like, it's not always that serious. It's not always that.
Y'all gotta get some more black friends, bro. I'm telling you, man. Black dudes are so fucking...
Oh, y'all read a book. I've got ESPN.
Y'all gotta step the fuck up, bro.
Let's go.
Thank you. Dated somebody that they felt like because of how religious they were, it was kind of like a hindrance to the relationship.
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes. A preacher.
He was a preacher? Oh, fuck. What religion?
Pentecostal.
Air apostle? He sold shirts. Penicillin? What is that?
Say believe in speaking in tongues and things.
Lucky you. I'm not Pentecostal, but I can read lips. I'll be okay. What was his nationality?
He was white.
Okay, just wanted to make sure this wasn't just regular Spanish. And you were like, ah! How old was he?
23.
How old are you? 21, okay. Was preacher like his full-time job?
No, he was a plumber.
So he's not speaking in tongues, he's just talking shit. God. You don't know if he was like talking to the devil or describing his work. Like, you flush it, it's gonna... Somebody left a demon in this toilet. That's disgusting. 21. Are you seeing anybody now?
I'm talking to someone.
Okay. Nice. Okay. No. What? Oh, it could be a good person. Where'd you meet this guy?
I met him at a frat party.
Have you learned nothing? How? In what world do you think that's better? Okay. You traded holy water for fucking jungle juice. You don't have any kids or anything, right?
No.
No? Okay, good. You're 21 in Kentucky. That's, like, late. So I didn't... I know some 21-year-old grandmas who live in fucking Louisville, you know what I mean? Oh! I'm not pronouncing it like I've got a dick in my mouth. Use all your fucking letters, okay? What do you guys?
I'm colorblind. Don't know how long that's been going on for, but man, I tell you what, shocked me too. Came right out of the purple. Some people say that I've got a tiny cock, which is accurate. His name is Winston. He's my favorite. And though I have a tiny cock, at least I've got a huge pin.
Want to know how to pleasure a woman?
I know this. I know this one. Guys, you listen.
You from Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Welcome to Ohio. This, if it is your first time in Columbus? Sorry. Oh, you guys are from Cleveland. Oh, never mind. Enjoy Columbus.
That's so much better.
Our crack is pure. He misses Saudi Arabia so much, he came all the way to Cleveland to find some bomb-ass pussy. Isn't that crazy? How's the comedy scene in Saudi Arabia? Do people laugh?
Yeah.
Most of the men?
Women.
I didn't get your names, I'm so sorry.
With you?
I'm Kaylee.
Kaylee and what?
Okay, I'm gonna make it easy.
I'll make it easy for me, let's go.
Like saying dude, but you're gonna add W, so with you.
Like dude, but with a W, with dude.
But it's me, the most lover. In Arabic.
It means the most lover?
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Big dick slinger, are you? Aww. Oh my God. You and your weapon of mass destruction. Yeah. Oh, he's so cute.
Do you really want to know my full name?
I want to know your full name more than anything.
You gonna take a note?
No, I got it. It's all up here, dog.
If someone said, I'm gonna give it whatever they want.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll give me whatever I want if I can pronounce your name correctly.
Say my full name.
Will you give me whoever I want?
Yeah. Oh.
You can't do that here, dude. You can't do that. You can't just be giving people away, okay? Anymore. Hey guys, we haven't always been a cool country, okay? Alright, well, dude, lay it on me, dog.
It's Abdul Wadud, Abdul Rahim, Ruh Al Amin, Abdul.
Yo, somebody put this motherfucker in reverse. Did y'all hear that shit? Oh, sounds like somebody rewound this motherfucker. It sounds like he was like, I'm new here, I love America, Cleveland is awesome, Columbus is so much better. Take it back one more time. You don't really see that. What, dude?
We have to have our parents and grandpas and great grandpas and then family. So you will be known when someone like me, you out there,
uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's your grandson. So that's how we know each other.
That was more confusing than your name was, to be honest. That was far more confusing. I love you, dog. I really do.
Absolute pleasure to meet you, man.
So you're a comedian too?
What'd you say?
Well, it's my pleasure to meet you too.
Oh, you said it so right for me. He said it with like a strong accent at first, but then he went, it is my pleasure to meet you too. That's why I put my throat in the Siri real quick. You're a cool ass dude, man. Columbus Street, we gotta get out of here. I know. Somebody's gonna catch a flight.
You have a bone necklace? What is it?
An alligator tooth? Did you get it yourself? No way. You want alligators? That's so cool, dude. How long have you been doing that? 10 years? Seems like an odd midlife choice to just make, to just dive into. How old are you? You 43? So at 33, you were like, something's missing. The fear of death. Interesting. Were you in the army before that? Oh, man. Pussy. God. Oh, my God. What did you do in the army? You kill people? Yeah, right. Can't do shit. Probably. Being a comedian? What do you do? You're a personal trainer? Have you ever used roids? You have an answer? Okay. Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but when a woman uses steroids for personal training, her clit grows massively. So we might not be able to fuck, but we could, I don't know, dock. He'll rip that shit off and put it on a necklace. So gross. Oh my God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said. That's so gross.
Just down here. Widowed. Oh fuck, I'm sorry. How long ago? Don't mind me asking. 1 year? Fuck, oh, that's so recent. So you back on the market or what? Can I ask how old you are? Can I ask how old you are? She did this. That's how old. This is my... Hold on. Turn me up. Yes, ma'am. Never call a woman ma'am. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, age. 69? Yeah, you are. Ghost off. I love your sense of humor. You're fantastic. I love you're able to like laugh off this guy. This pot's fucked. Shut up. I'm taking it. This will be the last thing I'm crying about. Can I ask how or what from? Breathing problem, a lot of oxygen, or maybe you took his breath away. Murderer. You guys can't hear it in the back. She said, I would love to fuck you, but... No, she is very beautiful. She said when her husband was in the hospital, he was telling the doctors, like, no, this is all her fault because she took my breath away. So sweet. God damn it. How do you get your name?
My name?
Yes, ma'am.
Sherry.
What is it?
Sherry.
It's old as fuck. That's it. God damn, yeah. You must have been the one Frankie Valli was singing about.
Did you know that it's Black History Month? You did know that. Have you learned anything yet? No? Jimmy. Does anybody have a Black History fact or statistic that would... Oh, let's hear this white girl. What was it? What do you got?
African American invented the super soaker, Lonnie Johnson.
What's that? He invented the super soaker? No way! What's his name? Lonnie what? What is it? Lonnie Johnson. That's wrong. That sounds like every cornerback. I used to love the Super Soaker, man. Okay, that's a good one. What's another one?
He also invented the Nerf gun.
The same guy invented the Nerf gun? I mean, if they're going to keep shooting each other, might as well be safe. Fuck y'all, dude. That's a good joke, man. Two. Can we end on a fun third? Does anybody have another one? Nope. Not looking good, Connecticut.
We've heard enough.
What's that?
It used to only be a week long until a president changed it to the month.
Black History Month used to only be a week long, yeah. And then a president changed it to make it the whole month, yeah. The shortest month.
Yeah.
Do you know what president it was?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? I do want to know this, actually.
It was Lonnie Johnson.
Bro. I was gonna give it a second. I was gonna say the same thing, bro. I was gonna act like I was Googling for 10 seconds. Lonnie Johnson. Fuck. Oh, man. Oh, we are learning. We are learning some stuff.